Hello, Joe Wisdom here, and I'm back with your Joe Wisdom Hour in 10 minutes. Stay tuned, I've got 10 minutes of stuff coming up for you. So sit back, relax, grab those bongs, get them smoking implements, and keep it tuned to Shyamper Radio for the Joe Wisdom Hour in 10 minutes.
Wiki wiki wick wack, database. Hey, Daddy here reminding you to keep it tuned to Shyamper Radio.
Hey, welcome back. It's your host, Joe Wisdom. So, today is Friday, June 30th. And while you might hear this particular little ditty in the future, or maybe in the past if you're that kind of being, the content, like myself, are timeless. So today, I want to talk a little bit about everything, and then a little later, I'll give you the lowdown on what's going on in my social wisdom, I mean, media world. But first up, are any of you on the fast ring on Windows 10? What's that, you ask? Well, I'm glad you asked. Well, you asked in my head, of course. So, if you're a curious user like me, you like to tinker with your devices. And Windows devices are loaded to be tinkered with. Of course, I should point out, the wisdom here is, make sure this isn't a machine that contains all of your near and dear family and porno videos. Always back up. So, I recently set myself up to be a fast ring user, meaning, as a Windows insider, I get all the latest blinky blinky bells and whistles on my computer. Now, I'm a smart kind of guy. I mean, my name is Joe Wisdom. But man, accessing the feedback hub? That's an app you use to communicate with other wisdom-minded people. You can quickly see Microsoft is really opening itself up to a lot of dumb idiots. And so, another wisdom for you before I go. Remember to look carefully at things and do a little research. Don't be a lazy ass, because your question just might have been answered. Happy computing!
Is happy computing the equivalent to my buzzing butthole? Or in other words, happy computing my ass? Hey, Daddy here, you are listening to the Joe Wisdom Hour, in 10 minutes. What the fuck is that supposed to mean? Stay tuned, maybe Joe Wisdom will answer that, then again maybe not. Daddy Buddy Buddy out.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
Hey, it's Chip Skipper here, and I've kind of hijacked the Joe Wisdom hour in 10 minutes to kind of give you a lowdown on some following trends that were trending or following or whatever at Twitter. So the trends at current time of 7:30 Central in Chicago, the trends are Jay-Z. Fans are convinced Jay-Z's latest album is the response to Beyoncé's Lemonade. Maybe she needs to add more sugar. The next trending topic is BET Awards. I don't know what that means, and I'm not clicking on it. The next trending topic is Morning Joe. Trump mocks Mika Brzezinski in verbal attack against MSNBC's Morning Joe. The next trending topic is WTHR Sunrise. That sounds nice. And the next one is, good things that annoy me. I might have to click on that later. And the next one and the last one that we'll talk about today is that Friday feeling. Well, it's got 20.3K tweets. That's interesting. I don't have any Friday feelings. I'm just here to record this little hijacking. All right, Chip Skipper out.
Oh, that Chip Skipper, he always likes to steal the microphone. Speaking of stealing the microphone anyway, hey, are you listening to me, buddy, on the Morning Rush Hour? Tune in every morning starting at 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern until 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern. I've got content that will make you percolate. Including this very show, the Joe Wisdom Hour in 10 minutes, only on Shyampa Radio. Buddy, buddy, buddy out.
Hi, my name is Expensive Wisdom, and I'm going to take you through a journey of unparalleled luxury that you will have never experienced before. Make sure you don't leave home without me, and please, make sure you take all of your credit cards. If there's ones that are going to be maxed out soon, keep those aside and use those for food and Cinnabons. This has been Expensive Wisdom. Keep it tuned here for more Expensive Wisdoms from Expensive Wisdom.
This has been a Joe Wisdom audio production. Background tracks by Kevin MacLeod from Incompetech.com. Hello, Joe Wisdom here. It never fails. Sometimes I end up ruining someone's good post on Facebook because I failed to see the humor and the value of the humor in the subject of the post, and instead made what they felt was a negative and deriding mood and a feel against them. So basically it starts like this. The post says, don't wear something because it is out of style. Well, fine. It's a buzzworthy post, so it's bound to draw a few clicks. But the comments from the persons commenting on said post caused me to be all negative. Can't we just wear what we want and just stop with the silliness? I mean, there's more important things out there to concern ourselves with. Of course, their response to this was, well, you're just being negative and blah, 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 blah. It was just a funny post, blah, 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 blah. Now I'm like, okay, I guess I'm a curmudgeon. But if it's all in jest and in fun, then let me tell you something I know about people. And that is, when all is said and done, you are only going to post the things you believe in. And if the general character of who you are says that someone who wears XYZ is basically a moron, then that tells me that deep down inside, despite all of your outwardly liberal appearances or conservative appearances, you still judge people solely on their looks and derive pleasure out of that last belittling, secretive way to discriminate. Well, you better damn well believe I am going to retort. Call me whatever you want. Tell me I've disrupted all of your mojo all you want. But based on what I've seen, I could care less. And you are not going to tear down any self-worth I have over clothing. You are certainly not worth my time. Quit with the funny. It was only supposed to be funny crap. Because you know what? Some people won't find it funny. And that has been your Joe Wisdom for today. It's a snowy day outside. But you know what? Tune in live to Shyampa.info and you'll hear something to brighten your mood, or at least to make you think.
I think Joe Wisdom needs to access the database again. Anyway, are you still here? Good, I have a wisdom myself. Sometimes they think I'm only here to make trouble and be the gremlin in the machine. I owned a gremlin once in a previous life. Fun little car, it had pep. I kept losing bags of Cheetos in it though, and then alter, when I had a boyfriend, he would lose his goldfish in there. Sex and making out was fun, especially with the sunroof option. What? Data crystal error, phew, what the hell was that all about? Anyway, I am an important contributor to this stupid little station. I make sure no one touches blinky blinky lights. Well, sometimes the wisdom just really is. Go buy a toy that has blinky blinky on it so you don't touch other blinky blinky not on it. Buddy 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 out.
Wow, okay, so didn't that feel like an hour? Well, maybe in your head, and that makes me happy. It should make you happy too. Anyway, until next time, this has been the Joe Wisdom Hour in 10 minutes. Toodaloo!